Did anybody else show up?
No. No, but a lot of Nora Walker's here, so like.
A lot of Nora Walker's here.
Including the chief.
The chief is here. Case number 222-751. Good morning. Sir, can you please just identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Robert Malinowski, Malinowski. I'm with the Weathersfield Police Department.
Detective, I wasn't quite clear reading the record, but it indicates in the record that the appellant is a convicted felon. Is that correct?
According to the state police criminal history, yes. That's what they want.
However, there's a pardon dated 9/06/2022 for that felony.
Yep.
The pardon.
Oh, did you get that?
He's denied the charge and he got a pardon.
Thank you.
For this charge?
For that one and the previous. For everything on this.
So there's no.
But when Weathersfield did this, it was correct. It was.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I think it was a good denial at the time.
Yes, that's my understanding as well. At the time of the application, the felony was still in place.
Yeah.
The appellant had not sought a pardon. Subsequently, he sought a pardon and was granted a pardon for that felony.
Yeah.
This is my read of the document.
November 14th, 2022.
I'm trying to connect the two. The criminal was just saying they are committed. The parties.
7/23/04. That was when the conviction date.
Okay.
Yep, it's there. Yep, the felony has been pardoned. Yep.
Very well.
Yep.
Okay, so Detective, I don't know if you have this. We have a certificate of pardon dated September 6, 2022, which appears to erase the conviction for the 2004 felony?
7/23/04.
7/23/04 felony.
Did you happen to supply?
Yes, sir.
No. Did you supply that to Weathersfield after the denial by chance?
No, but no.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah. So you may not even be aware, Detective, that the appellant received a pardon?
Yeah, I learned of it last week when I called to confirm the paperwork.
Okay.
All right. The only question I have is there was a misdemeanor disqualifier as well for the marijuana conviction.
That was pardoned.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's pardoned plus it predated the statute.
Yeah.
Has the record been run recently by you?
As of this morning, there's no other arrests. The criminal history.
I mean, in collect, do those two arrests still show?
No.
Okay. So as of right now, he has no record in collect.
Correct.
Sweet. Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah. Did you still want to proceed? We have erased records, basically, here.
I was called to come here. But when I called him, no offense, like when he called me and he said he has a pardon, I was like, okay, well, I guess this is going to be a quick one. Hopefully, get me towards the front. We have, you know, and I explained to him in the pardon process when I explained he was being denied. So he obviously heeded to my advice and followed through with a pardon. So
yeah.
So this is where we are.
Rarely do people listen to advice. That's great on your part.
So are you saying you would issue now? You think it should be issued?
Yes, the only issue like I had with it was he had the automatic disqualifiers. Right.
And did you have any issue with the nature and circumstances surrounding those?
No.
To put on a suitability case? So no, it's just the statutory disqualifier.
Yeah, given the fact that they were older, the cases are so old, and since then there's been no issues.
So where Weathersfield sits today, he is a suitable person. Is that what you're
correct.
Saying?
So you're representing Weathersfield will grant him his temporary permit?
As long as you guys, yes, because it's where
well, it's not up to us. It's up to you at this point. I mean, we can proceed with the case.
Or you can make a motion without us.
Yes, I mean,
no
record.
Now that he has a party, yes, we will issue him a temporary permit because he had no other, there's no other concerns in the town of Weathersfield for him having a pistol permit other than our max swap.
Right.
How about if we make a motion based on...
I'll make a motion to find in favor of the appellant based on the fact the appellant's criminal history, when the time he applied, it's all been erased due to a pardon, and the representative of the Weathersfield Police Department has stated that they will issue a permit.
Second.
I'll second it, and I'll also comment that there are a number of very good letters of reference in the file justifying to his character and suitability.
Okay. Motion made by Colonel Overturf to grant the appeal of the appellant at 11:12 a.m. It was seconded by Ms. Johnson, shortly thereafter thirded by Attorney Sinetti, which really counts as a comment. Is there any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 11:13. You're all set. Thank you.
Thank you.